Okay, come on. It's bedtime. That's it. You get into bed. Hold on. Gotta tuck you in. We gotta get you all cozy. Now, you need to get some sleep. You want a bedtime story. Okay. I can read you a bedtime story. Which one do you want? The Princess in the Pea. A princess bedtime story for my princess? Okay, we can do that one. But you have to be a good girl and promise that you're going to go to sleep after, okay? Promise? Okay. Then here we go. The Princess and the Pea. Okay. Once there was a prince who wanted to marry a princess. Only a real one would do. So he traveled through all the world to find her. And everywhere, things went wrong. There were princesses aplenty, but how was he to know whether they were real princesses? There was something not quite right about them all. So he came home again and was unhappy because he did so want to have a real princess. One evening, a terrible storm blew up. It lightened and thundered and rained. It was really frightful. In the midst of it all came a knocking at the town gate. The old king went to open it. Who should be standing outside but a princess? And what a sight she was in all that rain and wind. Water streamed from her hair, down her clothes, and into her shoes, and ran out at the heels. Yet she claimed to be a real princess. We'll soon find that out, the old queen thought to herself. Without saying a word about it, she went to the bedchamber, stripped back the bedclothes, and put just one pea in the bottom of the bed. Then she took 20 mattresses and piled them on the pea. Then she took 20 eiderdown feather beds and piled them on the mattress. Up on top of all these, the princess was to spend the night. In the morning, they asked, "Did you sleep well?" "Oh," said the princess, "no, I scarcely slept at all. Heaven knows what's in that bed. I lay on something so hard that I'm black and blue all over. It was simply terrible." They could see she was a real princess. And no question about it. Now that she had felt one pea all the way through 20 mattresses and 20 more feather beds, nobody but a princess could be so delicate. So the prince made haste to marry her because he knew he had found a real princess. As for the pea, they put it in the museum. There it's still to be seen, unless somebody has taken.